This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you buy a stolen masterpiece, you can lose it in the blink of an eye. Cheryl bought a painting she really liked for $8,500. It turned out to be the masterpiece painted by Camille Pissarro, Le Marche, which had been stolen from a museum in France and smuggled into the U.S. The thief placed it with a consignment art gallery in San Antonio, which sold it to Cheryl. She displayed the painting in her home for 10 years and then consigned it to Sotheby's, which listed it for $80,000. When the French police found out about the impending sale, they informed U.S. authorities, which pressured Sotheby's to remove the painting from the auction and then began forfeiture proceedings to return the painting to France. The Tariff Act of 1930 authorizes forfeiture of imported stolen merchandise. Cheryl argued she was an innocent purchaser, but the court ruled that innocence is no defense, that a buyer has a duty to make sure what is bought was obtained legally. So Le Marche is marching back to France, and Cheryl is probably feeling framed. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.